Now look at part 3. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a teacher making an announcement about a school play.
Good morning, everyone. Before we start the lesson, I want to give you some information about this year's school play. We want to include students of all ages in this year's production, so we've chosen one called The Result, because it has parts for both younger and older people. There was another good play, whose title was The Score, but this was more suitable for older students. Anyway, the play's all about football, and it tells the story of an 18-year-old called Alice, who works as a photographer but dreams of becoming a professional footballer. She meets a coach called Frank, who helps her work on her skills. So obviously we're looking for actors to play all of the roles, which means about 20 people in total. Mr. Ainsworth, the technology teacher, will be making the scenery for us, but we do need students to help create the costumes for all of the actors. If you're interested in getting a part in the play before we start practicing, there's a meeting on Wednesday afternoon to discuss who should play which role and to check your acting skills. Then, to prepare for the actual performance, everyone involved will meet each Tuesday afternoon in the school hall. Family and friends will all be able to come and watch the play on the 17th of October. We thought about having it earlier, on the 26th of September, but think it'll be so much better with an extra few weeks to practice. If you want to watch some scenes from the play to help you to decide whether you want to get involved or not, there's a website that has some short videos of parts of the play on it. The website is www.altidrew.com. I'll spell that for you. It's ALTIDREW.com. Does anyone have any questions?
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone. Before we start the lesson, I want to give you some information about this year's school play. We want to include students of all ages in this year's production, so we've chosen one called The Result, because it has parts for both younger and older people. There was another good play, whose title was The Score, but this was more suitable for older students. Anyway, the play's all about football, and it tells the story of an 18-year-old called Alice, who works as a photographer but dreams of becoming a professional footballer. She meets a coach called Frank, who helps her work on her skills. So obviously we're looking for actors to play all of the roles, which means about 20 people in total. Mr. Ainsworth, the technology teacher, will be making the scenery for us, but we do need students to help create the costumes for all of the actors. If you're interested in getting a part in the play before we start practicing, there's a meeting on Wednesday afternoon to discuss who should play which role and to check your acting skills. Then, to prepare for the actual performance, everyone involved will meet each Tuesday afternoon in the school hall. Family and friends will all be able to come and watch the play on the 17th of October. We thought about having it earlier, on the 26th of September, but think it'll be so much better with an extra few weeks to practice. If you want to watch some scenes from the play to help you to decide whether you want to get involved or not, there's a website that has some short videos of parts of the play on it. The website is www.altidru.com. I'll spell that for you. It's altidrew.com. Does anyone have any questions?
That is the end of part 3.